Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling
to the sound of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and hope everybody had a wonderful holiday and spent some time with family and friends and didn't eat too much and am still full 24 hours later from the big Thanksgiving meal. And as we move on, and what do we see? Well, you know, many of you don't know that the futures markets were open yesterday and they were much higher again, and the markets continue to as they say, roll tide, you know. And it is amazing that we continue to see markets storm higher, and in spite of any potential problems that we could potentially look at. And I think that's always something that, you know, you have to, you know, realize that, you know, they can go higher, and there is no basis of how high a market can go. What we do know is that at some point they're going to give up the ghost, as they say, and they're going to, start to move in the other direction. And, you know, what we will see is that, hey, you know what? Right now, what we're seeing is a lot of exuberance into the, the Donald Trump presidency, the potentials of what is going to, happen in the future. And, of course, the plans are, very good. So far, the cabinet appointments have been extremely solid. So far, the way that he has been handling himself has been terrific. So, do you say that the world's problems are solved? The United States problems are solved? And the answer is, of course, no. We still have the mountain full of debt that has to be dealt with. We still have, a lot of issues that are going to remain unsolved. And of course, there's always the impending correction that is going to come at some point. Now, again, we cannot predict it. We cannot time it. We're not going to try to time it. We're just saying that the inevitability of a market correction is on center stage, because again, if this is the timeline that you need to look at from a stock market standpoint. Even if the excitement and the exuberance of everybody is correct, and he's going to do a great job, which I do believe he is. Again, I'm a fan. Okay, I think that, again, having a businessman in the White House is what I've always said, no matter who that happens to be. But even if he does everything that he says he's going to do, it cannot happen that fast. And at some point, what we have to see is a correction, and the debt that we have now is so extremely ridiculous and high that we're going to have to be able to settle that debt. And that is where the rubber will meet the road, and we'll finally realize that, hey, maybe we got a little bit too exuberant, a little bit too fast. And this is always something that I find interesting about markets, is right now you have everybody loading up the boat, so to speak, on the buying side. And I don't have a problem with it. I mean, listen, to me, it, from a trading standpoint, it gives me a better opportunity to find places to get short and benefit from the next market's collapse. Or not collapse. Again, I hate to use the word collapse. I'm not worried about a collapse. We could have a major sell-off, but again, I'm not worried about the collapsing part of it. That's just the terms that come out. You know, again, I'm very confident in the United States. I'm very confident in our markets, but I'm just not confident today that they can continue at this rate in which they're going higher, because it's basically an impossibility, because we continue to price in things that will not be able to hold full charge. So at the end, you know, we're going to see, you know, a lot of exciting things into the future, but then the exciting things have to get passed and they have to become law or policy. And then we still have the unfortunate old problem of debt and things that need to be addressed. So at some point there's going to be a meeting and of the minds, and they're going to say, oops, maybe we jumped in just a little bit too quickly. And you will then start to see some selling and some pressure. And again, you know, when you look at what we call the market breadth, okay, the advanced decline line is not very appetizing here. The, you know, the companies that are making new lows are just as rapid as the companies that are making new highs. And one thing when you learn about markets, which you will learn, is that by attacking a certain group of stocks, you can artificially maneuver markets to better levels. Okay. And again, I'm not saying that we're manipulating. I'm just saying that you'll see that at some point we're going to see some stress. And these are all stages, or what we call phases, of a market. As we continue to watch things happen, we see that the exuberance and extra buying going on right now is big, but is it that big? Right now, you look at, you know, volume. Now, volume will not make me decide to sell, but if you look at the volume from the day that Donald Trump was elected, volume has been declining almost every day. As the markets go up almost every day, volume is declining every day, which means that the bearers, or the people that want to sell, are sitting on the sidelines. You have a couple of different factors playing out here. You've got the greed of people that will refuse to sell because they think they're going to get more and it's never going down again. And you've got the people that are pouring in, chasing the momentum of the market. And of course, as per the usual, they will get trapped, they will get beat, and the market will break. But again, could it be tomorrow? Well, it can't be tomorrow, it's Saturday, but could it be Monday? And again, there's no answer as to when. There's no way to time that part of it. But what will always happen in these types of markets is that quietly people will start to sell. And the momentum as it was to the upside will then become momentum to the downside. But again, trying to play that, trying to set yourself up for that is very, very challenging and really not worth the effort, because the market footprint will give you a much, much better idea when the time is right. And you need to be patient enough to wait for that moment. Because right now, as I've said many, many times, it's almost like a boxer carrying another fighter waiting for the overall debacle that will happen. Okay. But again, overall, I love it. I love what's going on. I think we're in good shape. But again, now we should see a turn in the economy. And then the stock market will have already anticipated that, which is something we'll talk about when we come back from the break. This is The Bubba Show. And I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And again, I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving and you're out shopping on Black Friday as you're listening to The Bubba Show. But in the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break and make sure that you go to the only station that you need. That is libertytalk.fm, and check out all the shows, but make sure you download The Bubba Show every day and check out bubbatrading.com as we continue to try to help and grow and help you improve your trading. Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's the time. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and getting my Alka-Seltzer, and you know, I tell you, it's a challenge after Thanksgiving. I don't know if I've eaten that. I think I ate about a month's worth of food in an hour. But again, so you know, as we were discussing earlier, we talked about, you know, the cycle of how the market's going to pan out and how it's going to play from here. And so what we look for in the overall segment of the market is that sellers will start to step in here. Now, we're going to get some, you know, retail numbers from today, and I don't think they're going to be very good, but that will not be the issue either, because we haven't had good retail numbers for quite some time. We've seen a decline in sales because basically most people have moved to the online purchasing. So again, the numbers are a little bit skewed, but the one number or numbers that we can't get around is the lack of manufacturing, the lack of good jobs, the lack of people earning enough money to really be in better shape. And this is something that, you know, we continue to ignore. Okay. Now, a couple of statistics is, you know, there's 9 million people that have more than one job. Okay. That is not a good sign, because typically you would hope that you could make enough money from the job that you have to allow you to only have to work one job. But because of the structure and because of the disaster that was created by the current administration, we don't. And of course, the Obamacare problem creates even a much bigger problem, because again, if you're not working, or you're working at a lesser amount and not, don't have full-time jobs that get benefits, then you're responsible for paying for those benefits. So that cuts your salary down even further, taking out the ability to spend, taking out the ability to create the velocity of money, taking out, you know, the whole rotation. So although we have this exuberance, and as I wrote the other day, the investors have gone bonkers, and they have. Again, this is not unusual. You know, this is a movie that plays out over and over again. This is a movie that we never have to understand that it's going to change. But this is where everybody always believes this time is different. Now, that's brought in by the hope and the potential of that the time, this time could be different. But one thing we know from a factual standpoint is this time is never different, okay? And markets will function and rotate and gyrate and do their thing, but we will eventually find that the markets will have a sell-off, because again, the truth of the matter is if you could put yourself in a natural world and you bring in competition, you will wipe out the weak, okay, who can't compete. And then you will find out that you have a much stronger economy. Now, we still have a lot of weeding to do here. You know, it's like going out in the garden. We got to do a lot of gardening and clean up a lot of the crap that has been allowed to function through this time. But as we look forward into the new administration, which is still, you know, 60 days away or so, there are a lot of very positive things that are going to come out of this. And one of them is the function. Now, again, we have to hope that A, Mr. Trump can handle this, and B, that he can get the support that he needs. Now, I see no reason that he won't get the support. But what you need now is the whole cycle in which he's trying to create. And if it's created successfully, that will put us in great shape, but that will not take away the overvaluation of the market, okay? It will not take away the overvaluation of the debt. Again, you know, you hear me continue to beat on this debt structure, because think about it. Anybody who's ever gone out of business, anybody who's ever had a bad business, anybody who's ever had an investment, why do they always fail? They fail because you created too much debt to service, and you cannot service it. So there's many, many companies that have overextended the borrowing, and because the money was so cheap, they could do it. But the money is not going to remain cheap. You can see that in the movement of the 10-year notes. You can see that in the movement of the 30-year bonds, that whether the Fed is willing to raise interest rates or not, the actual rates are going higher through the bond markets, because that's where the numbers are actually fixed from. Okay. And, you know, if you remember, LIBOR had never come down all that far to begin with. So your rates are certainly going to be higher, but the short-term lending, okay, is based on the 10-year. And of course the 10-year is up. You know, it's interesting enough, you know, we've gone from 1.3 to 2.3, almost doubling. Okay. So think about it, like going from 5 to 10. Now, again, the dramatic difference to the individual is not that big, but it's going to create a higher debt structure and a higher debt to GDP, which is then in turn going to create a lot of pressure. So initially, the ability to hire more that we need is going to be a strain, because there's going to be less cash flow through a lot of these companies. Now, they've already, you know, slimmed down and reduced a lot of their payroll and costs. But again, this is going to put a little bit of a fork in them, okay? Because again, when you have to now service that debt becomes more expensive. Without any gain, you just get more expense. So it's going to create initially some backlash, but what it will really do, it will bring, I think, a lot of new business and new money into the business cycle, which will allow us to, you know, let the companies that were really weak, which will fail, but there will be enough taking their place that will then be able to now move us forward, or they say, play it again forward, and we will be able to move on and create a much friendlier business environment that will then in turn create more business, more jobs, and make it better for everybody. Because again, you have to remember that working people, especially middle class working people, they particularly spend. Now, I don't believe that, you know, initially we're going to see people running out and spending right away, especially if you're one of those who has been either underemployed or unemployed for quite a while. Because again, the pain of what you've just gone through for the last, you know, 8 years, or, you know, depending on when you were unemployed or underemployed, the pain is, the wound is still too fresh. And the freshness of that wound, well, if you remember, if you heard stories of the Depression babies, they didn't spend. Well, if you've been suffering through this, you're not going to be in a hurry to spend. You're going to be more in a hurry to save. You're going to be more in a hurry to want to make sure that if this should fail and happen again, that you will be in a position financially that you won't have to go through what you just did. Because again, this is a very deep wound that we've all just suffered through, because, you know, we've all got expenses. And of course, we're now coming up into the Christmas season, and it figures to be another bleak week Christmas for many. And that's always sad, especially if you have young children, because, you know, obviously we always like to see the look on a kid's face when they get that toy or whatever it is. But, you know, as parents, you know, you love to be able to create that ability and that joy in your children, even if you know what you're buying is basically throwing the money in the garbage can. But again, that look, that joy that you bring to your family cannot be replaced by money. So it's something that, you know, we have to look at. But again, I do believe that things will be better, but I also believe that we need to see, as they say, it's always darkest before midnight. And I think we need to see the darkness period to really create and make things a hell of a lot better. And of course, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And as I tell you every day, LibertyTalk.fm is the only station you need for all the things. And of course, that's where you can find The Bubba Show and download that, as well as The Sporting Edge, because we like to bring it to you. So go to libertytalk.fm as well as check out bubbatrading.com. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd, Bubba Horowitz, coming right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz, and, you know, as we check on in this Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, and again, I hope everybody had a tremendous Thanksgiving. Certainly the football games were interesting, to say the least, but fairly predictable. I thought that Minnesota blew it again, and of course, the night game was pretty simple. Pittsburgh was going to romp, and of course they did, and Washington-Dallas is a great game, and if you're a college fan, I don't know how, I didn't watch it, but I don't know how the hell Texas, I mean, LSU scored 54 points, but hell, God bless America. Anyways, so, you know, now as we move into the big holiday shopping, I'm going to assume and predict that we struggle. I'm going to assume that we've already got protesting. And God forbid these people should actually just get a job instead of protesting. I just don't get it. I don't get the idea of the protesting. I'm sick of the Al Sharptons of the world and the Jesse Jackson of the world. I just don't get what they think they're trying to create. You know, I know that it was interesting that Al Sharpton said he was going to leave America, or the United States, you know, if Trump won, and you got, please send him, let's pack him up. But you know why he's leaving? Because he owes $8 million. But and his protector, President Obama, will not be there to protect him. So I guess those dinners at the White House are over. And you know, I think don't be surprised if he gets pardoned, you know, as well. You know, I would not be surprised at any pardon that you might see coming through here, because our president today is an antagonistic guy. And to me, again, I never liked him. Okay, he is the president. I have to respect the office, but I never liked his decisions. And I don't like the way he's handled this whole protesting and all this other crap. He should be out there every day, you know, instead of, you know, vacationing every day. I mean, he's got basically 60 days to leave, and leave with a great country in which he could get a reasonable approval rating for taking care of business. But I don't expect anything different. You know, again, that would be the Albert Einstein quote of insanity, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I expect no different result. I think that he'll do the same crap that he's always done. I think that we're seeing just a continuation of crap over crap. And hopefully it is just about over and we'll be done soon. And we'll be done with all of this ridiculous crap and these idiotic protesters who have nothing else to do. But of course, I say get a job. Then you won't have to worry about protesting. But of course, when you're being paid from the likes of a George Soros, and, you know, these organizations that pay people to protest, I think you know, it just creates more, because there is not, I don't believe that there would be that much unhappiness in this country if we didn't have so many people behind the scenes working up everybody and creating this. You know, you want to create trouble. You know, you create battle fatigue. You want to make sure that you get these people wound up. So you tell them, you know, as you're stealing their money, okay, and kid yourself not, okay, you know, the Sharptons of the world and the Jesse Jacksons of the world, they're very good at gathering other people's money to run their very exclusive and fancy lifestyles. You know, Mr. Sharpton is, you know, always at some of the finest clubs in the country. Okay, now, you know, I don't know, the Reverend, I don't know where he, you know, gathers all his cash, but you know, again, to me, that's always an interesting thing when you start to see these guys wind up the protesters. And I think that the protesters are being misled. But again, that goes back to the backbone of this country and the whining and complaining of what has happened. And the battle over the Electoral College versus the popular vote. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because we now have the winner. And, you know, when you have people trying to now change the system, okay, because they lost. So you want to change the system. You know, I don't get it. I just, again, that's something to me that is just so stupid. I mean, it's beyond comprehension that we would have people, instead of trying to make the country run perfectly, and of course, to quote the president-elect, make America great again, you got people trying to keep America in the toilet, which is basically the theory of the entitlement party, is to keep him under the ground and keep him in dirt so that they look forward to that check and they don't have to work. But again, we are the greatest country in the world. And we have, there is nowhere in the world that you have the kind of opportunity. Okay. And, but when you try to manipulate, when you try to bring along these protesters, when you try to do things that are just simply ridiculous, quite frankly, I don't get it. I'm totally disturbed that, you know, even Hillary Clinton is not out there telling the people that she believes supported her to calm down. I can't believe nobody's gone after these people and said, hey, you know, you need to chill out. You need to, you know, worry about where we're going now, not what happened in the past. But of course, that is not their way. And of course, they, you know, they feel they may be losing a handle on this whole thing. And, you know, don't kid yourself. If the Donald does a good job, then, you know, people are going to realize that is the correct side of the equation and that he did the right thing. Now, again, I don't know if he will or not. I think he's going to try. I think all we can ask for is that they're going to try. But what we do know is what we have now is no good. What we have now does not work. What we have done for the last 8 years, and I'm not blaming just Obama. You maybe can go back 16 years. But for the last 8 years, for sure, has been the most artificial garbage that anybody could ever ask for, because we've done nothing. We've created no jobs. And I don't care that he'll come out and say that I created 10 million jobs while I was in office. And I'll say BS. You did not create 10 million jobs. You crushed America with your idiotic regulations. You let the regulators, you let the government take over the business, and you overregulated everybody out of business, creating even a bigger debt and creating the need for the imbeciles at the Federal Reserve to keep rates at zero, when had you had done things correctly by a business standpoint, you would have created and should be out of this mess. Okay, we should not be having this conversation on Black Friday of 2016 after we were promised this change. Okay, We got change, all right? We got a bigger government that has no money, that has built a much bigger debt, brought in by the most antagonistic president, who has actually helped, not create, but helped the terrorists exist because of his lack of wanting to admit what they are. He has created an economy that is so weak right now. And yes, you can look at the numbers and tell me that they're strong. And again, I pray that you go talk to people in the middle class and ask them, as a rule, how they're doing. Because I listen to these assholes on TV talking about how great everything is, and then I just have to look at my own neighborhood. I mean, I can look at my own businesses, okay, and tell you that they ain't so good, okay, that we're not seeing the growth of America, but more or less the failure, which is why Donald Trump won the election, and B, because why I think we're going to improve going forward, because Mr. Trump and his cabinet and his people are of the belief, which as I am, which you've known for as long as you've been listening to this show, is it's about capitalism, it's about business, it's about building. Because the bigger you can make yourself, the more people that you have to employ, the more people you have to employ, the more people that are going to spend, okay, instead of protest. And you take away, you know, they say that money doesn't buy happiness. Well, that's BS. Okay, money is the root that we need, okay, to survive, to pay the rent, to pay the grocery bill, to pay for college, to pay for Christmas presents, to pay for the Thanksgiving turkey, okay, to pay for the season tickets, to pay. So if you don't think money, if you don't need money, well, then God bless, go on an island and live on love, because in this country, you can't live without the cash, okay? And when you take away that opportunity to earn that cash, and when you crush small banks, and when you crush small business, and when you crush the middle class, you end up in a big problem. And those problems look like they're going to be on their way to potentially being solved. And God bless, and let's hope that that's the case, because at the end of the day, that benefits everybody, from the poor to the rich, if we get a system that runs smoothly. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. LibertyTalk.fm will get you the download of the show every day, and is the only station you need, as well as BubbaTrading.com is the only person you need to help you get your finances and things in order. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, hanging with you on this Black Friday. And no, I'm not going shopping. Well, I did go shopping today. I went online. I waited online, and the connection was a little bit slower, but I'm already done. I did all my shopping today. Anyways, again, I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving, enjoyed family and friends. And, of course, we have Black Friday today and Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday, Monday. But anyways, so as we look at the general economy, we've got the fear mongers out there again. And God, how you got to love the fear mongers. You know what I always wanted to ask them is, do you actually believe that shit you spell? And do you ever do any of you ever put any of your own money into that? That's what I'd like to know. I mean, I'm not going to name names, but you know what I'm talking about. Okay. But Dow 3000. And that was a while ago. Well, they were close. We're Dow 20,000. That's close to three. Okay. Gold is going to 5,000, 10,000. I get emails. What do you think? Gold is going to the moon. I go, okay, well, right now it's under 1,200. I mean, right now it's on lows. And the biggest one always is the dollar is going to collapse. It will no longer be the reserve currency of the world. Geez, dollar's on 15-year highs now. What a shock. Okay. And this is the problems that I always have in this industry and in this business. When the idiots create the fear, because, listen, we are Americans. We're busy. We're trying to get things. Either we got a job and we're working hard, or we're trying to find one. And of course, we trust these people that, you know, after all, they're on TV, so how could they not be trustworthy? And they make these imbecilic, ridiculous calls. And why? Well, so they can sell books, sell services. And I got to tell you, to me, it's about being straight up with people and saying, hey, we're going to see a correction, okay? But the U.S. economy is not going to collapse. It's going to run through some trouble. It's going to have an issue. It's going to have a problem. And we're going to have a tough time. But for most, are we really going to have a tough time? Because for most, we're still going through that tough time. You know, I hate when they talk about recession. Because, again, it is my opinion, and I don't know if anybody disagrees or agrees, but it is my opinion that the middle class themselves have never left the recession since the beginning. So what recession are we going to go into now? Okay, I think we're going to finally see the ending of the recession after a few more darker days or months or whatever it's going to take. But, you know, when you have a problem, the first thing that you have to do to fix that problem is to address it and admit that you indeed do have a problem. Okay? Now, again, I encourage anybody out there who disagrees with my opinion to email me, Bubba at BubbaTrading.com. I will even go as far as to have you on the air to express your opinion. Again, I am not always right, but this is the way that I see it. So if anybody out there says, hey, you're an idiot, I don't agree with you, feel free to shoot me an email and you can come on and explain your position. And I will not even dispute your opinion. I will let you have your piece and say it so that everybody else understands it. Again, I'm an American. Okay, I'm for everybody. I'm especially for the underdog. Okay, because in my mind, I'm tired of watching the underdog, the average American, get screwed. Okay, that's where I'm from. Okay, I'm tired of the crap that's been kind of pulled off over on the underdog. And you know damn well that who's going to get to pay for all this crap when it's all said and done? The underdog. We're going to get the bill. And we're going to have to foot the bill for all of these ridiculous policies that we've had, for all the debt that we had done. The reason the Fed is so intent on bigger inflation is because they want us to foot the bill, and that's the only way they can get it done. Okay? So it's a bunch of garbage, and I'm so sick of it. Okay? But, you know, if you look at what's going on in Venezuela right now with the currency, with the hyperinflation now. So they've gone from nowhere to hyperinflation. And of course, this is, again, you go from one extreme to the other. And God forbid, we should just try to work this out properly. But again, you've got too many people trying to do too much manipulation, trying to stick it up our ass, okay, so they can benefit themselves. And quite frankly, I'm pretty sick of it myself. I don't get it, and I'm tired of it. And that's another thing to believe in Mr. Trump, president-elect, because at the end of it, if he does what he said he was going to do, if he carries on the way that he promised he was going to do, then he is going to run the United States like a business, which gives everybody a fair shot, okay? And you're going to see a much greater opportunity for everybody, okay? Because, again, if you create good jobs, you create more competition, you create better employees, better products, better sales, because now you bring everybody into the game. And I'm just so irritated by, you know, the listening every single day, because I have to listen because I am one of those pundits. But of course, those of you who know me and have ever seen me know that I say like what I want to say, and I tell it like it is. Or not necessarily like it is, like I see it. How's that? Again, I mean, my opinion is my opinion. It does not always make me right, but it is my opinion. And thank God that I can express my opinions. But I think you'll see that by most accounts, my opinion has your best interest at heart versus trying to work on something else. And I think that's what I'm always looking for, is to kind of help educate the unsuspecting investor, the unsuspecting business guy who doesn't see all this thing coming. And then all of a sudden it comes and they go, holy crap, what happened to me? Where did it go? What did I do? And again, these are the things from a business standpoint that the idiot economists have no freaking clue. Okay. Which is why the economists at the Fed should just all be fired. And of course, the Fed should be ended. And if we're going to have a central bank system, it should not be the one that steals from the average American and makes your dollar worth garbage. It should be one that is there for one reason, to have the ability to create money when the system needs it. In other words, if we go into a collapse and we would need more dollars, then they could have the ability to create it so we could avoid some of the issues. However, in my lifetime, from my standpoint, I've never seen that we needed that ability. Okay. And unfortunately for us, we've had Greenspan, Bernanke, and Yellen, and we call them the bubble builders, because instead of addressing the problems head on, instead of saying, hey, this is what we need to do, they just kind of shove the shit down the road and hope it goes away while the bubbles continue to grow. So if you don't think that this is a bubble, you better think again, because I will stake my reputation and life on it that this bubble does pop at some point. Okay. I wish I could say when, but that I don't know. But I do know that what we're seeing here is a joke. And hopefully, I'm hoping President-elect Trump just lets it flush right away, right in the beginning of his administration, while he's making all these changes that he's talking about. Because at the end of the day, I'd rather take a couple of months or 6 months of pain to see 3.5 years of bliss and longer versus this torture that we're seeing right now. Okay. But anybody's, everybody have a great Black Friday. Have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And I hope you didn't get too exhausted shopping. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. Make sure you catch the Sporting Edge tomorrow right here at libertytalk.fm, the only station that you need. And when you're sitting around, go check out BubbaTrading.com as we start to implement plans for 2017. Or believe it, we're already here. 2017 is on its way. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here on Monday. Of course, Sporting Edge tomorrow, but we'll see you back here at the Bubba Show Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.